We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. Bill and I look forward to doing this show for you roughly about once a week, and you can listen any old time you like. Now, Bill, we're going to have a big story for people. It's the cold shower, hot pepper, brown fat weight control plan. That's not exactly a recipe, but we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But
you have to say it twice because I'm sure they didn't get it.
The okay, cold, here you go. Go ahead.
Cold shower, hot peppers, brown fat, weight control plan. Well, boy, that sounds good. We're going to talk about brown fat, where you find it in your body, how do you get more of it. We're going to get to that because that's our feature report today. But we have a potpourri of interesting things just to get your attention. And David, the newest dietary supplement that may be hitting your store up there at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City is, wow, edible insects.
Hey, Bill, I just got to tell you something real quick before you get into the story. When I was a kid, I went to the Baptist Church in D.C., and every year we'd have a missionary night where the missionaries that went to all the different countries would be in the basement. They'd have little booths, sort of telling people about their experiences. Well, one year, the African missionaries came back, and they had fried ants and fried grasshoppers for us to eat. And I must have been 7 years old, and I remember that. We were fascinated.
You were never the same since.
And I liked the grasshoppers. I wasn't crazy about the ants.
Well, this little company they're talking about, just for fun now, this is just an attention getter. Tiny Farms, it's called. That's the name.
Okay.
And a California-based company on a mission to turn bugs from a novelty to a mass-market food ingredient. For $25 to $45 a pound, cricket flour. Crickets. And they'll make this flour, and then you can make it into food bars or cookies or anything you want. So this is going to be the next food. This is the next paradigm in dietary supplements.
Does PETA pay attention to crickets?
You heard it here, right here on Have a Heart Health Radio. You heard it here. Hey, David, they're thinking of making every car have a breathalyzer on it.
Really?
This is what they're going to do. Yeah, drinking and driving. What if your car won't let you? And the story is, if they started putting the breathalyzers on all the cars, they say over a 15-year period, you'd save 59,000 people's lives and knock down 1.25 million non-fatal injuries. So a reduction of non-fatal injuries of 84 to 89%, save $343 billion over 15 years. Do you think they're going to do something like that? I don't know. What does that thing cost to get on there? Do they say that in this report? I don't think so.
I don't know, Bill. I actually thought of that once, but the thing that would concern me is, if you were home for the night and drinking a few glasses of wine, which is fine in your house, safe and sound, and there was some emergency where you had to drive your family, your spouse, your kids to the hospital, I would think there would have to be some override switch so that if you're out in some rural area that somebody doesn't pass away because your car wouldn't work because you were doing something legal and appropriate inside your house. So I like the concept in a way that if if you're staggering drunk coming out of a bar, your car is not going to start and you may not hurt yourself or somebody else. But there has to be some way that system would work for, I think, the kind of situation I described.
They were saying, this is two steps forward, three steps back sometimes. So they were saying that if you have the driverless cars, well, just imagine the auto insurance business goes, So there goes a whole bunch of jobs. And then you're thinking about things like organs for transplants. So liver transplants, the the primary source is auto accidents. So we wouldn't have
we wouldn't have all the organs
for transplantation. In other words, we might as well just go back to all the accidents again. See, in other words, you know.
Well, no, how about if we do this? If you're convicted of drunk driving, we take one of your organs.
There you go. That may even do it.
I'm sorry. I know that sounds real cynical.
We our complicated lives, you know, we can get all these robots, but we won't have anybody employed. I mean, all of these things that are, we're not sure how to move forward. Diet soda linked to increases in belly fat. Now, this is just brand new off the newswire.
Diets? I thought diet soda had no calories and you have to worry about it.
But under non-users of diet soda, their circumference of their waist expanded 0.8 inches. But if they were occasional users, it was 1.8 inches. And for people that were daily users of diet soda, over a 9.4-year period, they gained 3.16 inches in their girth, their waistline. That's a lot of – this is the diet stuff.
So there's more to this than calories then.
There is. But, you know, I look at people all the time and that, you know, have the diet stuff and they're I'm going, why are you drinking soda pop at all? But at any rate – hey, David, you know, the yucking it up time, the New York Attorney General slammed dietary supplements, said, you know, they contain nothing but plants from house plants, and they were mislabeled. These are herbal products. And now the trade association involved here has gotten together, the dietary supplement industry trade, and this is an alliance of various organizations. And they've done their own studies, and it refutes all of it, and saying the methodology looks like a regular hit was done on the dietary supplement industry by the attorney general in New York, who got all those phony headlines, and the attorney general's not forthcoming about the methods they used and everything else. Looks like a racketeering here, you know, against dietary supplements.
You know, I was concerned when I first saw the headlines and that mass market supplements had nothing in them. I was tempted to believe it because I really don't think generally the mass market kind of supplements are the quality that you typically find in a good health food store. But at the same time, there was something fishy about it. You and I talked about it when it first came out. And then when they wouldn't reveal their science and just kept saying, well, this is a big concern, we should test all of them, then I realized this is like you say, that this is more like racketeering and trying to trump something up, and I'm glad they're getting caught. I hope people will notice.
We all know this, we've seen it over and over again, but wow, this is really something here. They've the closet door open, and we could really see what they're up to here. Less than half of the people who have Alzheimer's are told about their diagnosis by their doctors. What do you think of that, David?
Less than half?
Yeah, 45%. Now, you know, I understand. Maybe it's so depressing, and I'm sure there's more to the story than I'm getting out of it. But
is it maybe that they tell family members that they don't tell dad?
All the family members are pretty dejected too. You know, gee, I guess I'm going to get it, you know, because I'm high risk. I have to tell you, I do think these things can be stopped, even if you do have a family history. And remember, things that are familial are not genetic. So if you'd have got it really early in life if it were genetic. So when they're familial, it means you grew up with drinking the same water, getting the same sunlight, foods, choices, you know, we tend to eat the same foods we grew up with. And so we end up with the same habits that then got our relatives the same diseases that we're going to get. That means there's hope for turning that around, you know. So at any rate, less than half the people, and in a way I'm glad, because they just put them on those ineffective drugs, because then the families demand something be done, and they haven't got any effective drugs. And in fact, one of those drugs, I think it's Aricept, leads to a two-year earlier demise of the patient. So I wonder if that isn't kind of a population control method right there of some kind. At any rate, why, you know, they're not going to be forthcoming and tell you that. This is our first segment here of the Have a Heart Health Radio. I'm Bill Sardi, a health journalist. Dave Stouter is the captain, pioneer, originator of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. We've been talking about a potpourri of things that are kind of just, well, interesting. And we'd like to get to our main story, which is the brown fat story.
But I have I want to interject something, Bill. You know, you called me the creator of Apple Health Foods. I coined a term spontaneously, I think on the radio with you years ago, the term nutrophobia, which I define as a condition where otherwise sensible people think drugs are safe and nutritional supplements are dangerous. And I just wanted to tell you and our listeners a story. Somebody asked me about resveratrol, and they said, do you know anything about it? And I said, well, actually, I know quite a bit. I think it's one of the most important supplements. I take it every day. But honestly, there's a big difference in what you can buy. And I started talking about Longevinex, okay, the history of it, some of the studies. And, of course, the customer was fascinated. And while I walked up to the register, a lady, one of our customers, overheard, and I saw her go, and she picked up the box of Longevinex and was looking at it as I finished with the first customer. And she was, you know, I've heard about this resveratrol. So, you know, she bought it and left the store. She came in today, and she had her receipt, and the box wasn't open. She says, I need to return this. And I said, why? She goes, the doctor said I couldn't take it. And I tried to hold back, you know, an anger. I don't mind returning things. That's not the point. But I'm like, why did the doctor say you shouldn't take it? Well, in my condition, I shouldn't start something new. And I said, let me ask you something. I said, please don't take this as an insult. But I said, do you think your doctor knows anything about this supplement, anything about it? She goes, probably not. And I said, then why on earth would you accept their uninformed opinion and listen to it? Like, why would you go to the plumber and ask about your computer? She goes, well, it's my doctor. And, you know, I said, okay. And, you know, sort of said a few things about why that's why we shouldn't trust doctors so much and return them. And I just wanted to tell you that. And it was interesting to me that the lady acknowledged that the drugs she was taking were probably dangerous, not the supplement, that the doctor knew nothing about the supplement or any of the ingredients, had no good reason. But because the doctor said, you better not, she was going to listen. And we talk about this, Bill. It made me sad for that person because that
Well, we're stranded on second base because we have chronic disease, and the drugs leave us with chronic disease, just handling the symptoms, not the cure. And so this is where we come from. And we're using a lot of dietary supplements and drugs to cover for bad diets and expecting them to erase them so we can get away with more ice cream and candy bars and
diet
kind of
sodas.
So, you know, and diet sodas. Yeah, that's kind of what goes on. So really the thinking that even a resveratrol pill, yes, but you need a good diet to go with it, doesn't mean it doesn't work because it erases many of the effects of a terrible diet, but that doesn't give us license then to eat poorly and kind of use it as a fire extinguisher. So we light matches and then use fire extinguishers over and over again. So, you know, for that kind of rationale. Hey, let's take a break, David. When we come back, I want to give the audience a few health tips, and then we'll get into our main story.
About brown fat. Okay, again, the cold shower, hot pepper, brown fat, weight control plan, coming up pretty soon. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now.
Garlazyme. It's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. Investigative health journalist Bill Sardi, yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. We are going to talk about brown fat. Is it good? Is it bad? Do we want more? Do we want less? What's going on? But, you know, one of the things we like to do, why we call this program Have a Heart, is because so many people in the radio are trying pretty hard to twist your arm and sell you stuff. And we have sponsors, and we appreciate that you support them. But we want to give to you, we want to give to you health information you can use for free. Bill, you've got some health tips for us.
One of them, melatonin, is in the headlines. It's our sleep hormone that we make at night. You can get it as a dietary supplement, initially used to help with jet lag. Can help you get a good night's sleep, we knew that, in a noisy environment. You know, when you're in, well, let's try, you know, a city where you're in a hotel and you just can hear all that traffic down below. Well, it says right here that if you use melatonin, you get to sleep better in a noisy environment. Just a little tip for you when you're traveling, whatever that means. Zinc deficiency is in the headlines. I've written a whole article about this at knowledgeofhealth.com, the widespread zinc deficiency. 12% of people in the United States don't consume enough zinc. My review found about 70% don't. Of those over 65, it was closer to 40% who did not consume enough zinc, and they say it ends up with a weakened immune system. So, you know, if you have herpes lip sores, if you get shingles, if you get any kind of viral problems, including those that are called hepatitis, you might think of supplementing with zinc every day. You're probably not getting enough. And if we take a 10 milligram zinc supplement, we're probably getting only about 1 milligram absorbed. So that just tells you how easy it is to become deficient in zinc. And finally, I just wanted to mention in the Journal American Medical Association Internal Medicine Journal, peanut consumption associated with lower total and all-cause specific mortality. So you eat peanuts, and you get a lot less few people dying. By the thousands, there was about 17% reduction. You know, that's pretty good for large populations. Yeah, the point is,
do we know why?
What's in the peanuts? Well, we do know there's a trivial amount of resveratrol, that red wine molecule we talk about. But more so, the major ingredient we like to talk about in nuts and things is IP6. Letter I, letter P is... as in Paul 6. IP6 is a mineral chelator. It stabilizes things. It's no wonder nature puts it in seeds and nuts. And so when we have flax seeds and walnuts and things, you get an awful lot of it. It controls. Just imagine nuts and seeds fall into the ground, but that seed is stable enough not to be destroyed and then to, of course, become a sproutling and grow a tree or a plant or whatever it is. So seeds are stable because they can control those rusty minerals that invade it from the ground, and that's iron and copper and so on. So IP6 you get a lot when you eat nuts. Be careful about not over-consuming a lot of them, but I think it is a good source. It does show you why. Anywhere you find that IP6 stuff, that's going to control the minerals in your body. So I think that's a good show. I think, by and large, you look at every study on nuts of any kind, you'll see some sort of health benefits from them. So that's a good
thing. That's interesting. I didn't really know that nuts were a great source of IP6. I mean, the commercial sources tend to be the rice bran extract. So
right, that's correct.
Good to know. So, Bill, I think people want to know about brown fat.
They don't. They don't even know what it's about, but you go ahead and lead on. Let's get their attention.
Okay, let me tell you how I found out about it. I don't even know how many years ago. It was probably around the early 90s. There was supposedly a revolutionary weight loss protocol that involved the activation of something called brown fat or brown adipose tissue. And it used a Chinese herb called maohong, probably more commonly known as ephedra. And ephedra had been around for a long time, used in allergy. It was like a bronchodilator. And there's a synthetic kind of ephedrine used in medications. And then it was sort of wrongly used as an energy product because it has a caffeine-like effect. But there was studies on using ephedra and caffeine and aspirin that supposedly had a great effect on brown fat. And when you activated the brown fat, you lost weight. Now, ephedra became controversial, as many of these, especially multi-level marketing companies, promoted different ephedra products as weight loss, and people abused them because they were trying to use weight. And some of them weren't so good, and some people got harmed. A few died, but it was from abuse. And ephedra got a black eye, and they took it off the market. But the whole concept of brown fat seemed pretty exciting and was the forefront of weight loss, and it just, with ephedra, it just went poof. Have we overlooked something important, Bill?
Brown fat is something that was dismissed because they believed only small animals like little squirrels had it. You know, for hibernation, it's the hibernation fat. Keeps the body warm during hibernation. And they thought humans only had it when they were just tiny infants in the womb, and that was it. After that, it didn't exist. But then they realized, they started doing these PET scans for cancer. And PET scans, they take radioactive sugar, put it in, and then it goes to where the tumor are because the tumor's metabolically active, and you can see where the tumor is, how fast it's growing. But they noticed these other areas in the body light up, meaning they were metabolically active, and only later they discovered it was brown fat. Now, we have white fat, which is about 30 pounds in the average-sized person of white fat. That's the fat that stores energy primarily as triglycerides. And then there's the brown fat, far less of it, but it expends energy in the form of heat. And it's primarily located around our neck and our collarbone, though in other areas too. The interesting thing is the PET scan only sees the activated brown fat. And so they think now there's a lot more of it. It's not just some people have it. Everybody has it. But it's interesting what activates it, because you're going to be interested. I mean, the point is, if you're expending energy, you're not going to be as heavy. And one of the really interesting facts out of this is that people that have activated brown fat don't gain weight with advancing age.
Really? Now the white fat is typically what you see around our bellies, hips, and thighs, right?
Right. That's correct. The brown fat, if you implant it in animals, it improves their ability to utilize insulin. And so this is handling diabetes, the metabolic issue, see? And so you have less insulin resistance and so on.
Really? So it impacts blood sugar as well as just sort of heating up the metabolism in a natural way.
Yeah, which then indirectly has something to do with the cardiovascular disease. So what activates brown fat? Well, I told you it's a hibernation fat. So cold temperature. This is where we got the cold shower in our headline. If you get up in the morning, have a cold shower, you're going to activate brown fat. It's kind of interesting. Maybe we should have a reverse sauna, you know, kind of an ice box, you know.
Well, you know, Bill, I don't know why. Somebody told me once, I take a, you know, hot shower, but I end it with a thorough rinsing in the coldest water I can get. And I just always done that, so maybe that's a good thing.
Now, other activators are insulin and thyroid hormone, but the problem is to give those, I mean, to healthy people, or what, it has side effects. The avoidance of iron deficiency, if you're anemic, you won't make brown fat, so you need some iron. You don't need to go out and take iron because you'll get enough in an average diet, but if you were deficient, then you certainly, and it's interesting, people that are heavy end up to be a little anemic because the body withholds the iron so that they won't have more inflammation. Adrenal stress hormones, it's called norepinephrine, so it activates brown fat. So this kind of interesting dynamics here, what does this, but how could we reliably do this? We can't sit in an ice box all day. We do notice that the Mediterranean and the Japanese diet have components in them, in their spices, in the teas, that activate brown fat. And some of those ingredients we know as nutraceuticals that we can get at the health food store. Resveratrol, the red wine molecule, garlic, capsaicin from red pepper, the melatonin, the sleep hormone, fish oil, curcumin, the ingredient we find in turmeric spice, green tea, and something you've probably never heard of from seaweed called fucoxanthin, which is, we talk about carotenoids like lutein, beta-carotene, lycopene, the red pigment, the orange pigment, the yellow pigment. But there's one that's brown from seaweed called fucoxanthin, and it actually is available as a dietary supplement, actually.
Yeah.
And it also activates brown fat. Now, the interesting part of this story was, as I did the research, yeah, we talk about low carbohydrate, limit the bread, the rice, the pasta, and low sugar, no refined sugar diet in order to get your weight under control. But this was kind of interesting. 60% of the variance in both the body mass, that's how big you are, and your weight was determined by brown fat. Wow. Body mass and body fat determined by the brown fat. So if you can activate this stuff, and as I'm saying, as you get older, you're going to be leaner if you can have activated brown fat in your body. This is really interesting.
Does this explain my first wife probably ate a diet that really breaks most of the rules that we talk about, okay? And she has always been really slender, really skinny. She ate all the pasta. She loved sweets. She, you know, liked to bake cakes. I mean, she wasn't a glutton, but I don't think she put any limits on the things that she ate. And she was just always very slender. Could she have just had really good brown fat?
Women have more brown fat by about two to three times more than men do. So for whatever reasons, it just happens to be. As we move along with this story, if you want, and you're just catching on to the story and you like what you're hearing, you can go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com, where this entire report is posted. There is no registration required, no fees, no anything. And they did this study just very recently, and they found out that people who have a lot of brown fat, their temperature is slightly, it's called the core body temperature, it's a little bit higher than people that don't have brown fat. So it's about 100.2 versus people that don't have a lot of brown fat, 98.2. So now let me see, 99, 100. So it's 2 degrees Fahrenheit higher. Now, when this 2-degree difference occurs, it's not at night. It's just in the day between 11:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. And that slight temperature difference makes a difference of, they said, about 4.4 pounds or a couple of kilograms of body weight per year. Well, that doesn't sound too, great a difference. But then when we realized the variance in body fat and body mass, 60% and 64%, determined by your brown fat and whether it's activated or not. So they tested 15 morbidly obese people, and only three of them had active brown fat. So it was trying to give you an idea that we need to, you know, activate it, and we all have it. It's hard to visualize on tests. It says here that you won't activate the you tend to activate the brown fat more when you're in a cold temperature. So that's we made a little photo slide so you could see it all in our report at knowledgeofhealth.com. So the white fat cells are one big fat droplet, and the brown fat cells have many little fat droplets, and they are activated to create heat, generate heat. The big white fat is stores fat and stores energy, so we want to be burning it, expending it. That's what we want to do. And so we're just learning the dynamics of brown fat, and it seems to have a compelling difference.
Well,
in the Netherlands, they found that 96% of subjects were brown fat positive. Well, that's a cold temperature environment. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And now, you know, you mentioned like the Mediterranean diet, Japanese diet, that include a lot of the nutraceuticals, you know, foods that you mentioned. I'd like to dig down a little deeper into these ingredients and sort of how they affect brown fat. Let's take a break here and have a Heart Health Radio, Bill, and we'll come right back.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Don't be shy. Email the show. Haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. You know, this brown fat that maybe you're hearing about for the first time is a really powerful concept. It's been around for a long time. If you go to Knowledge of Health and read Bill's article, it gives you the history of the whole concept. There's studies going back decades, but there's current studies, and it's quite fascinating. And
well, David, there was supposed to be a revolution in this when they found out with the PET scans that it existed. Then that didn't happen. That was about a decade ago. Then in 2009, there was a paper calling for was a paper entitled Brown Fat Tissue and the Cold War Against Obesity, and it was in the Journal of Diabetes. And again, they called for this brown fat revolution to get started. And then only recently, this past year, did the National Institutes of Health actually have a little workshop on this. So it's been slow to get going, and they say why is because there's no pharmaceutical drug that's been found to do this yet. Well, see, it as on seen on TV, as prescribed by doctors, as covered by insurance, why can't we do it with a nutraceutical, folks? Why do we have to get doctors' permission slips, and they haven't got a hooterville of information to share with you about brown fat? And as I just explained, the pharmacology cupboard is bare, and the nutraceutical cupboard is full. We just listed some for you. We're going to go right through them.
Let me ask you to start with this one, Bill. Capsaicin from cayenne.
Well, wait, before we get there, I just want to make sure everybody knows. If anything, Big Pharma sells millions of beta blocker drugs, slows your heart rate, gives your heart a little more rest between beats, has a lot of side effects and so on, certainly fatigue and so on. But 90% of the subjects given a beta blocker drug, the brown fat does not activate. So prescribing the exact opposite of what we need is a lot of beta blockers. So that for anybody taking beta blockers, that's your what's happening for you. So now we did go through a list of things. Green tea, EGCG is the extract from that. Garlic, melatonin, capsaicin from red pepper, curcumin from turmeric spice, resveratrol from light grapes and so on, and fucoxanthin from seaweed. So what do you have to comment about those?
What I thought we might do kind of briefly, because you and I can both expound a lot because these are very interesting nutraceuticals. But let's start with one, and I'd like to ask you, just give us an idea of how it plays a role in giving us more brown fat and or activating it. And maybe I'll throw in some tips of what to look for in a supplement. You know,
our sponsor's product, Longevinix, which is the resveratrol supplement, the red wine molecule, it activates, only been known to activate brown fat just in the last year, a couple of reports. It's profound in the way it does it, and I think it's significant. Do we have human studies, a lot of human studies on this yet? No, we don't. But we do know it does and is proven to activate brown fat. How significant, what doses you need, all that haven't been clearly defined. But if you are interested in the best-tested resveratrol pill, that's our sponsor's product, Longevinix. You can find out more by dialing 866-405-4000. Get your brown fat today, or you can actually have, experimentally they've implanted brown fat in animals. So you can go to the surgeon and have him just implant some.
No, thanks.
Or you can just get a resveratrol pill. We're having fun with you here. We do know it's cited in the medical literature, so resveratrol pills, if you want to find out about Longevinix, our sponsor's product, 866-405-4000. And something even more economical is our other sponsor, Garlinex, the world's first alkaline activates allicin, the primary ingredient, and so it's the primary ingredient in garlic. And it's the
and you can't find it in other pills, folks. You just
can't find it in other pills. Now, that is a under $10 purchase a month. If you buy a three-month supply and you get 1 month free, I think it's $8.60 a month for Garlinex, and you get shipping absolutely free. But, again, it's on the list of, nutrients that activate brown fat. So critical for diabetics, so critical with people with metabolic disease. They call it diabesity.
And I remember you saying that brown fat, when they transplanted in the animals, they had better insulin sensitivity, which, of course, is behind diabetes.
They do. Now, fish oil is a good companion. And why do we say fish oil? Because it's easily oxidizable. And then it gets into burning stuff, you see. So it helps the brown fat get created. And so they cited this as well. So fish oil is a great companion. Now, I do warn people, because resveratrol, curcumin from turmeric spice, green tea, they're all what we call polyphenols. You don't want to start thinking that more is better there, because if you get too big a dose, it tends to work against you. I'm surprised that this little pigment, this carotenoid pigment in the carotenoid category family, fucoxanthin, actually works, because we don't know of this happening in any other of these carotenoid pigments. But I think that's kind of interesting. And we've always known that the active spicy ingredient in capsaicin, the hot spice of red pepper, it elevates the metabolic rate and so on. But we didn't know about brown fat. That's relatively new in being identified. And again, pouring on something that's a little spicier like that, they showed 6 weeks of capsaicin supplementation mimicked the effect of cold exposure. In other words, instead of going out in the cold, you could, or the cold shower, you could just run downstairs and get some hot sauce, which I think is kind of funny, but it seems to work. So,
Bill, the thing that strikes me about this list, resveratrol, garlic, melatonin, curcumin, capsaicin, green tea, fucoxanthin, fish and flaxseed oil, and by the way, I'm reading it from your report, we could probably do a show on every one of those ingredients. These are things that really have a lot of health benefits. And so that's the great thing. Instead of, you know, like you say, taking some drug that might activate brown fat, like thyroid hormone or things that could harm you, these are all things that have a wealth of benefits besides and including the brown fat. That's what's so wonderful.
The Brown Fat Revolution is the book. It was written by Dr. James Lyons, published in 2009. I went and looked at Amazon. It doesn't get rave reviews, not bad reviews. I'm just saying it kind of didn't start the brown fat revolution. Maybe we could start the brown fat revolution. I don't know. It's kind of what our audience likes to hear about, whether they jump for it and whether we can see this going. But I do point out that in these lean populations in the Mediterranean area and in Japan, the traditional diet, we do see the green tea, we do see the various components, the fish oil. We see it, of course, in resveratrol in the Mediterranean diet, the garlic, and so on. So all of these components are where people tend to be leaner. In America, we were very lean up until the era we started eating high fructose corn syrup and adding sugar to everything from ketchup to bread to everything. And so we were lean at one time. We were a lean population. They've blamed it on us losing self-control when they've spiked our foods with things that make it difficult for us. We eat sugar. We get yeast overgrowth. We crave more sugar. So this is how that goes. But we're just trying to give you some tips. These are things that are usually around the house. You probably have some hot, red pepper sauce somewhere in the house, some garlic. These kinds of things, green tea, these are things that you can do. And by the way, green tea has a little bit of a stimulant, caffeine, and it has things that control iron in there, the EGCG, and that keeps you from gaining too much weight. So there's three or four key elements in green tea all by themselves. You'll find if you can get that green tea from Japan, it works a lot better than anything I've found over here. But it makes sense that the people that are lean and populations that are lean seem to be eating things that activate brown fat, and regardless of the diet. Now, they did a study. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it said all diets are equally ineffective at controlling weight, but they didn't include an analysis of brown fat. Are they keeping a big secret from us? Is it that simple without doctoring, without prescriptions, without activating our insurance? Would we opt for it? A lot of Americans don't have any money left anymore. Anything over $10 they can't afford. But there's some good things here, and you can get them for less than $10, and you can start using hot sauce and garlic and green tea and use these in your diet, use them as dietary supplements. And I think for people that are really struggling with their weight, the very idea of activating brown fat sounds good to me. Sure, we need more studies, but what harm could come of this? And I think these things are all good for other reasons, too, for your cardiovascular system, your brain, and other aspects. But this is a story you're not going to hear it from other sources. Mm-mm. You can learn more about it at knowledgeofhealth.com, my website. It's free. They're not selling anything there at Knowledge of Health. Not any of my books, nothing. It's a public service website. because we began to recognize that people are desperate for health information, and we feel that it's important that they get direct information without commercial involvement or selling anything. So that's why I have that website there. Brown fat, it's a wonderful revolution. It's easy for us to get started because I just mentioned just turn on the cold water in the morning for a cold shower if you can handle it.
Well, again, what you've laid out here is not only nutraceutical products you could buy, but a lot of these things you could just increase in your diet. I wanted to mention fucoxanthin is an extract that typically comes from a seaweed. That's the common name is bladderwrack. It's a fucus species, but bladderwrack is something you can add to your diet if you want to. A lot of people don't like seaweeds, but they're really good for you. And I want to add, before we take a break here, Bill, I want to add one thought going back to the beginning of the show when I talked about the whole ephedra, which is banned now, association with brown fat. When ephedra was under assault, and the scientists looked and they said, well, you know, this ephedra, it's a stimulant. It can raise your blood pressure. We think it's dangerous. They actually determined that because of its effect on brown fat and weight loss, the benefits for someone's cardiovascular health far outweighed the possible downsides of the stimulant. And I think that illustrates, because ephedra could be abused, it was, but that demonstrates the positive health benefits of brown fat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955. 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill, before I ask you to, I could psychically hear some of our listeners saying, hey, you know, you gave me the toll-free number for Longevinex, but not for the Garlinex. So let's do that and calm everybody down so they can listen to the rest of the show.
We're the best anti-commercial on radio. 866-674-3955. If you were interested in Garlinex, the world's first alkalinized, buffered garlic extract, assuredly provides allicin, the primary active ingredient in garlic. 866-674-3955. It doesn't pinch your pockets too much. You order 3 1-month supply bags, get one free. Shipping is free, about $860 a month. It's a wonderful product, and we have so many people say, wow, it works for them, and it's economical. But again, it's on our brown fat activator list, along with resveratrol, along with green tea, along with fish oil. And I think you should only pick one of those polyphenols, either the green tea, the resveratrol, or the curcumin. I don't think you should pick all three because you're going to be overdosing. But pick one if you're going to be a brown fat advocate. And
maybe use the other two just as food sources, you know, like take the Longevinex.
Yeah.
That's a great source of resveratrol. And then drink some green tea, you know. You don't have to necessarily take a concentrated pill.
I just think somehow with the, you know, when I did the research on this, I was saying, wow, this is profound. I mean, 60% plus of the variance in body mass and body fat in humans is determined by brown fat and whether it's activated or not. We've got a lot more white fat. If you're just tuning in, about 30 pounds of it. Well, we need to store fat as energy in case we're in trouble, but we need to be expending it, you know, and we need to be burning it as heat. And so we find that you need brown fat, and you're going to be lean and healthy, and it has something to do with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, all of these issues, insulin resistance. So this makes you lean, and we're backing it up with what we call epidemiology, studies of populations. The Mediterranean diet, the traditional Japanese diet, seems to be rich in the very ingredients and things we're talking about that are known to activate brown fat. Cold weather does it, but beta blockers don't do it, the like they use for treating glaucoma and high blood pressure and so on. So there's things that go one way or the other with it, but it sounds pretty cheap to me. And you want to be doing this all the time. Even melatonin at bedtime would do it. So I think the fucoxanthin is something our radio listeners would have to get used to, because I don't have a comparison of these things. But just sounds wonderful to me. Brown fat, it should have been a revolution. The National Institutes of Health, slow to get this started. And as I say, modern medicine lamenting that there isn't a pharmaceutical drug to do this. Or the doctors, well, of course, if we had a brown fat implantation technique and that they were going to do surgery at $3,000-$4,000 a pop, oh boy, this would be great, you know. Now the doctors would be advocating it like crazy. Come on, you know, even if you had the implanted brown fat, it would go away. You need to activate it, and this is what activates it. So the volume of the brown fat and the activation of it. So your triglycerides are going to be up, obviously, if you don't have enough brown fat, you've got more white fat. So, you know, it's really very indicative. There's a lot of things to learn here. We're trying to repeat it over and over. So if you're just tuning in, the brown fat revolution, how you can get it started and be a lean machine here. And somehow, because we just don't have a drug, this thing has never been told. The greatest story never told. So,
but it's free, you know, at knowledgeofhealth.com?
Free at knowledgeofhealth.com. Free at our Have a Heart Health Radio, or ask, what do we call it? BillSardiShow.com, we used to call it. You can still access it that way. I'm just trying to find ways to nudge Dave Stouter's name off of the show. But, David, you didn't say anything. So
no, I was choked up with sadness, Bill.
Well, I try to keep, you know, nudging you out.
Hey, look, let me go. Let me try and sound young and hip. And I just want to tell you, I just remembered something a customer told me, first customer of the day, that seems, maybe it's totally wrong and this is really random, but here's a customer that was really thinking. This guy had had they had given him naproxen. He was an athlete, for a knee injury over and over and over again. They ruined his kidneys. And his sister donated a kidney to him. And, of course, they put him on a lot of these anti-rejection drugs, you know, which I think most people would probably need, at least in the beginning. And he's been on them ever since. And he said he asked me, but I thought of something once. He goes, you know, the cells in your body all turn over at a certain rate. Different organs or tissues turn over faster than others. And he goes, so after 17 years of having this kidney, are there any original cells of my sister's kidneys left? Or haven't I made my own cells now? And I don't know the answer to that, but I thought, wow, this guy's really thinking. After 17 years, does he have any of his sister's kidney left? So does he really need those drugs? And I don't know the answer. I don't know if you know the answer, but I just had to. That was, I thought, very profound thinking.
You mean the entire organ that you had transplanted is now yours and not your
sister's?
Not the donor's, yes.
Yeah, because once it becomes part of the body and you don't reject it, you know, cells die and you start repairing them. Now, I know, like, the brain is very slow to do that, and I think whatever they say, you turn over your entire skin in 6 months, or I kind of forget the exact things, but I think I don't know about the kidney, but eventually you have all new cells from this day to that day somewhere. So I just thought that was a very interesting line of thought, and I don't know the answer to it, sort of segueing on this word answer, I have always found in my experience that if you were going to ask a, quote, medical professional about dietary supplements, that doctors, most of them, it's sad, their lack of knowledge. Especially sad because they think they know everything, most of them. And if you're a doctor and that's not you, fine, but most of your colleagues deserve my assessment there. But the pharmacist tended to be a little more knowledgeable about supplements and a little more reasonable. But you brought this article to my attention, Bill, where they did some survey. I don't have the questions. And they went into a bunch of health food stores and 52 pharmacies and asked questions about dietary supplements. And they said that 88% of the time, the health food store information was either unscientific, didn't say wrong, they said unscientific or poorly supported by the literature. And in contrast, this was only 27% of the time of pharmacies. And, you know, we don't have the questions here, but isn't that just the inherent bias in if there isn't a drug study, you can't claim it, even though it's true? I mean, does this really tell us much?
And the drug industry is hiding all the real data. So, you know, it's okay to have falsified data, but yeah, it's...
It's supported by my... Listen, I have 10 falsified studies that support my claim, Bill.
Well, the pharmacists buy into falsified or unreported side effect data on drugs, but, you know, it's unsupported. And you know, it's we keep saying, yes, why is it unsupported? Why doesn't the National Institutes of Health in 10 years study resveratrol pills in humans for heart disease? That was its original calling, not one study in 10 years. They're gaming us. They know. They don't want to make things that cure us. They want to make things that make a profit. So, you know, we're here with a little shining light trying to tell you folks, trying to convince you. We don't think we're going to convince very many, frankly, because most, well, seniors in America are on about 5 prescription drugs. We talk about vaccines. The vaccination rate in the United States is over 95%. How much are we denting and making a difference in Americans' lives with this show or whatever we have to say? Probably very little, but maybe for you. Maybe for you as an individual, it'll make a difference. And that's where we have to stay. We're not as seen on TV. We're not big pharma. We don't have $864 billion of sales. We have just this little radio show to talk with you and try to talk to you heart to heart about things that might help you. And I think things like this Brown Fat Show are kind of endearing because it's just green tea. It's just garlic. We're familiar with these things. They don't come back and bite your wallet, and they don't come back and bite you with side effects. So I think all these things make sense to me. It's no wonder where we see people eating things that eat this that activate this hibernation fat called brown fat, we see that they have lean populations. So if you're way overweight, I would think you would want to start thinking about some of these things. And, of course, the most economical was Garlinex, the little product that our sponsor offers. That was 866-674-3955 if you were interested in the Garlinex. And our sponsor's product, Longevinex, 866-405-4000. So, you know, we're trying to give you commercial products if you want it that way, things in the diet. It gives you a chance to get control of your health. Put yourself in charge. You do the doctoring. Let Mother Nature do it for you, and it ought to work a lot better. That's why we're here. David, you have a sign-off word or two for us?
Just real quick, Bill. And I'm going to give credit to this idea to the person I heard it from, a fellow named Raymond Francis. I don't know how well-known he is, you know, across the fruited plain, but... he was pretty popular out here on the radio in the San Francisco Bay Area, but he made a point that I thought everybody should consider. He said, if you think about it, there's only really one disease, and it's cell malfunction. From the common cold up to cancer, what's going on is cell malfunction. And there's really only two reasons why cell malfunction: either too many toxins and or not enough nutrition. So, you know, his point was that's the one disease you need to treat, and the way you treat it is get rid of the toxins and up the nutrition. And, you know, is it too simplistic? Maybe. But I think it's profound, and it puts you in control. You can live a life that minimizes your toxin exposure, and through your diet and supplements, you can raise your nutrition levels. And this is going to do, he was very, very anti-drug because they're toxins. So, you know, you might use them in an emergency, and I just thought that's
powerful.
Well,
let me go back
powerful.
And say that we do know that the one disease that, other than the few, 2% of disease is inherited, but the big disease is aging. And that's why we talk about Longevinex, our red wine pill.
Right.
And we've been clear in documenting that garlic seems to have a similar effect on some of these anti-aging mechanisms.
And so, these are nutrients that keep cell function proper so that passing through time doesn't cause the kind of degradation that we see in our society. And that was his point, because you're absolutely right. And these interesting molecules from Mother Nature that we keep finding amazing things about, like you just said. So here's resveratrol. We've talked about our sponsor Longevinex, you know, for a decade. And now in the last year they go, oh, look, it activates, is it AMPK? We've talked about that, which helps activate brown fat. So now we can add brown fat activation to Longevinex, and we didn't know that, you know, in 2003, I think, when it came out in the marketplace, but it always did it. That's the great
thing.
Well,
we're over everybody's head with AMPK because we don't have time to explain it today, but we'll get back to that even more. We don't want to make you good scientists. We want to make you good, healthy Americans, and ways to do it cheaply and inexpensively. You know, our medical system has collapsed. I wrote a little health book, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine. I think it's still online, available for free. And it's become unaffordable as we've moved along here, and totally overpriced and dysfunctional. And yet Americans keep coming back for more. They're very proud of their healthcare system. And, of course, they've got all of our money wrapped up in Medicare, wrapped up in health plans while we're working. So we're paying for two health plans when we're younger and we're working, our future one, Medicare, and the one we're in. No wonder we don't have any money left. And, of course, the cost of drugs and health care is just prohibitively expensive. And, you know, the system doesn't cure anything. It just treats a lot of people.
Yes.
So, but why you're coming back for more is fear. You don't know anything better. You rely on your doctor. You want a Mayo Clinic degree on the wall. We understand all these things, but I think you've been misled by people who have too much self-interest. So we're trying to set a good example here. We're trying to give you solid information that I think you intuitively know is good, that it does. These things are garlic and turmeric spice and things like this are certainly, we know intuitively that they work. We don't need a lot of scientific studies to tell us that garlic's good for us, that red wine molecules without the alcohol in a pill like Longevinex are good for us, that we can drink more green tea. Get that stuff from Japan if you can find it. And things like this certainly make a difference, and it's this brown fat story that's kind of been hidden because as we get older, you're not adding a lot of a fat and a lot of body mass if you're staying lean as with advancing age if you have activated brown fat. So today our synopsis was, here's ways to activate brown fat. You have it in your body, probably not enough of it, probably not enough of it is activated, and how you can get more of it. And we gave you some good health tips on how to do it for, well, a cold shower is free, I think.
Yeah, well, not in California anymore. But anyway, but look, folks, knowledgeofhealth.com. And I'll finish with a one-liner, Bill, because we talk about trying to make things free and affordable to people. Just remember, folks, no matter how broke you are, you can always afford to pay attention. All right, we'll be back next week.